I gotta get a little of this in here too.
If I could reach the stars.
Oh my gosh.
So get the headphones on. He's waiting. He's Twitter pated right now.
Yeah, you don't leave it there. Wait.
Quiet. It's Lady Y singing.
So you can see.
Oh my gosh, what a song. No.
Have this love inside.
What a voice.
What a presence.
Everything.
What a fox. What a heart for God.
What a gorgeous lady. Keep talking.
A lady that believes she can change the world and has. And you know what's cool and humble about her? She started with herself. She gets it completely. We're never completely there, but I mean.
It's a process, not perfection.
Exactly. Mm. In fact, here's what I heard. We should battle through our moods and emotion to absolute devotion to our Lord.
Hey, Winona, are you a...
Wait a minute. Let that wash over her for a minute.
Yeah, he took the sip of coffee.
I was letting him get it. What do you think?
We should battle through our moods and emotion to absolute devotion.
Ugh, roller coaster ride of life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you an emotion bottler, or do you let it all out when the mood strikes you?
What do you think?
Well, I think I know. That's why I want to know, because we're trying to explain this to
I am an exploder, and what I mean by that is some people implode, I explode. I go out on stage, and I spread my toes. And I squeeze my butt and sing from my toenails.
Also, there's buttock squeezing going on.
I'm just going to be real.
No, I think you're referring to, though, like I tend to...
Ichabod is a bit of a bottler when it comes to emotions.
I'm not bottling.
You're a festerer. You let things bother you.
Women, okay, here's the deal. Women are modest with their bodies, but not their minds. And men are modest with their minds and not their bodies. So there.
I think I look pretty cool. So maybe I've got it all going on.
No guy looks good naked, dude.
I agree with that. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you're right.
Well, from the waist up.
She just rolled her eyes at you.
Really?
Hey, why?
What?
I honestly am. You're my favorite on the planet.
Well, you need to listen to this record because it's not about format anymore. It's about faith, and it's about what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail. And though I've not always been commercial, I tend to be spiritual and a little bit more in my own little world. But when you listen to this music, there's a lot of joy and sorrow on this record. It's all classics. You know, Tammy Wynette, I sang at her funeral, and she was my shero. And Merle Haggard, he was my first country concert. So I'm paying homage to all of my elders who came before me. We're losing our legends, you know. It's really obvious to me now. And I just turned 45, 30-15 on a good day.
Mm.
And I'm just really, you know, I'm really grateful to be anywhere. And so this record is about celebration. And
record are we talking about?
We're talking about in February, I released like this new record and everything. And it's called Sing Chapter 1, because there are so many chapters to my story. And they continue. And
are
so
you telling me there's an album out that I don't know about that's from you?
Yes. I will sign one for you today.
No, wait a minute. I wish
you could see Ichabod's face right now.
Yeah,
he is in
shocked.
Pain. He's confused. He's hurt.
Well, honey, I'm going to send it to you.
I'm going to go buy it. I mean, I didn't know. What's it called?
It's called Sing, which is what I do. Rodney Crowell wrote me a song called Sing. And it's now a dance mix and doing very well because I'm such a, you know, dancing diva.
From the buttocks, I know.
Yes, yeah. So, you know, I'm country classic. You know, I can sing with as many people as I can before I pass on is my new goal.
Oh, with others, you know. I see.
Well, it's not with other people. It's the people I love and that I grew up. For instance, there's a song on there that I remember listening to Stevie Ray Vaughan and his brother Jimmy practicing in the next room while we're getting ready to go hear them live in Austin, Texas. I Hear You Knock. I mean, the Stevie Ray Vaughan song. So it's paying tribute to, these are memories that I had all the years I was grounded in my room. These were the songs I listened to.
I had no idea it was even available. Now, see, because I've been playing this one to death.
Well, you need to get with it and get hip and go on Winona.com, man.
Clearly.
And see the picture of me and Elton John. He's on tour, and we're like so close. And
you know what
everywhere.
I love about this? This is bigger than the format. This is
yeah,
huge.
It's not about format.
That's
yeah.
fabulous.
That's
awesome.
You better ask your question here, because
it's about using the gift. It's about using the gift.
You know what I loved about what you said? What would you do if you knew you wouldn't fail? That could change a person's life, just hearing Lady Y say that.
Well, I just did it, and though I'm not commercial all the time, I am true to who I am. Yep. And so that feels really good at night, at about 10 o'clock at night, when I'm sitting there going, what did I do right today? There's a lot I'm doing right. There's a lot I've not done right. But you know what? I'm reading this book, Ichabod, and you know how you and I share books, called The Prodigal God. It talks an awful lot about the elder son, and that's who I am. I've worked really hard for 25 years. I'm celebrating with Mom on Saturday night. We're going to do a duet. And I'm just really aware that I've gotten really busy and away from myself. And so this year is about sort of reinventing and reestablishing my boundaries. And this record is a celebration of who I am, not just what I do.
Lady Y, go. I'm going to today spread my toes and clench my butt cheeks.
Yeah.
It helps project the sound that comes from your diaphragm.
Prodigal God, I'm going to buy that too.
Yeah. You got a little shopping to do today.
Are you going
to
ask her the question?
No. I've got management working on that. I'm not going to ask her.
Okay.
Well, you know I love you, and when you need me, I'm around.
Well, we're talking about maybe a motorcycle ride when you come to Puyallup, but we'll talk about it.
Hey, I'm coming to the fair. You know
yes.
that.
No, I know. That's why I've already talked to your management about which we can charge you bikers $1,000 to go ride with us. But
let's do some kind of a. Okay, if you ride with me and you give some money to charity kind of thing or something.
Well, that's what it is. It's $1,000 to St. Jude. You have to give $1,000.
Are you serious?
That's
what
we're trying to put together.
Huh?
That's too much.
Not for you.
Are you kidding me?
Lady Y, come on, girl. So even if we got 10 riders, that's 10 grand for St. Jude. That was kind of the plan.
Yeah, and they get that high.
And if it's all women, we'll like double it.
Ooh, that's cool.
All right.
It could be like an estrogen fest. It'd be awesome.
The estrogen fest.
It could fit right in.
Hey, yeah, because I'm a tall woman with a mustache as it is. Yeah. All right. Y, I love you.
I love you too. Goodbye.
See ya. Ichabod Cain in the